This episode was originally published as a bonus episode on the Balderdash Academy podcast.
Good morning, Dashers. Next week is our Founders Day celebration, where we remember when Lord Horatio Balderdash won the campus property in a game of dice. Join us in remembering when he and the rest of the founding faculty emigrated to the colonies to escape alleged charges back home. It's a time of reflection and celebration, so get ready to show your Dasher's pride.
I gotta be honest with you, Butler. You think the Founders could have found something else to have us celebrate.
Oh, hell, we're on a roll. I like this. This is fun. Let's do one more. One more.
Balderdash.
Finish video.
That's my favorite.
Balderdash.
Good for recipes.
Holy moly!
Balderdash.
BA in the AM.
Hey, welcome back to BA in the AM, which is now on the PM. This is Tim, and I wanted to let everybody know that this movie, 2001 Dalmatians, The Space Odyssey, is out in theaters now. Before you go see it, though, I wanted to let you in on the school's critics. So let me throw it right over to them. And they can take it away.
Whatever's Movie Mayhem.
Hey, yeah! We definitely saw the movie. Of course we did. What else could we be doing? Remind me again what the name of the movie was, Tim?
Yeah. 2001 Dalmatians, A Space Odyssey.
Of course that's what it was. Whoa, this Disney remaking a bunch of stuff is crazy, isn't it? So 2001 Dalmatians, A Space Odyssey is about a killer robot named Hal DeVille 9000. And so NASA had this great idea about sending dogs, Dalmatians, into space on a giant running wheel, like hamster wheel. And it was going around the center of the spaceship and around and around and around. And then Corella Hal 9000 decided that it wanted to make punch cards out of the dog's fur, because dog's naturally fur looks like punch cards. So
okay,
it totally tried to kill the dogs, and then this hero guy obviously saved the day. Yeah,
the hero guy, yeah, he's kind of a big deal in the movie. Now what was the protagonist's name there?
The protagonist name is Mead.
Mead.
Notebook.
Mead Notebook.
Yeah, totally. Mead Notebook. Except I think the pronunciation was Mead. And yeah. He totally saved the day against Krella DeHal 9000.
Yeah. Okay, well, that is a fantastic synopsis of the movie. I learned a lot from this.
So did I.
It wasn't even in the preview. So
the previews are nothing like the movie now.
I can tell. Yeah. Those punch cards, man, those are furry, cute little things.
Totally. Yes, it is.
All right. Let's see here. Would you recommend that our student body go out and pay $7.50 or $12.20, whatever it is, to go out to a movie theater and watch this?
Me, Walter, whatever, Everly, I would definitely recommend that our students go to a movie.
Hey, excuse me, guys. Coach Steve of the Balderdash Academy Dashers here. Just wanted to say real quick, this week, if you pay me $5, you can view a not bootleg copy of it in the gymnasium each day at 2 o'clock. So just keep that in mind. Not a bootleg. $5. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. I can actually see the film now.
I knew you didn't see it.
Well, listen here. All right. I need you. Here's your assignment for next week. I need you to go see this new movie coming out next week. And I don't want to spoil it for everyone, so I'll tell you off camera what it is. And God, I wish my co-anchor was here. She's so much better at signing off. Anyway, you've been watching BA in the AM, but now in the PM. It's Tim.
Good afternoon, Dashers. Could the faculty assisting in the Founders Day celebration please report to Music Room K?
Kindly take a seat. We're going to start this meeting about our Founders Day. Item one on the agenda, deciding how we do it.
Let me just tell you all how excited I am to be celebrating our founders like we do every year on February 27th. And we are just, this is such a joyful day. I love our founders. I love this day. So excited.
Most of the time, I'm not really a big fan of holidays, but this one just seems extra special to me because Balderdash Academy is like family.
Now you're talking. I feel the same way. I feel like you guys are definitely my family. So when we have Founders Day, I just feel like it's like a homecoming, you know? Like, it's our homecoming. The kids have their own homecoming. Screw them. Excuse me. You know what I mean? I mean, we love them. But this is for us, right?
Our main challenge this year is it falls on a Saturday. So we kind of have to figure out, are we going to celebrate before? Are we going to celebrate after? Are we going to throw a big event at the school on a Saturday? Help me out here.
Perhaps we focus on an adult prom. We have it on Saturday. We rent out the Balderdash and Dine for like a reception. What do you think?
Queens and kings! We can have queens and kings of Founders Day. Oh my God. Queens and king. Queen and king founders, founders, kings and queens. Very, very excited. Oh my God, you guys.
Really great ideas. And you guys are throwing them out so fast. I just wish that I had a really great idea and I don't have any.
Still, I think that we should embrace any ideas that do come to you. I agree that kings and queens sound great, an adult prom. I mean, like I said, this is for us. So I say, let's do this.
Tuesday, there's this bargain at Better Buy for just buy one, get 27 frozen cannolis. So I'm thinking maybe cannolis could be a new part of the event.
Usually we have adult chaperones at the prom. What we do is we have the senior class as a fundraiser for them be the chaperones at the adult prom.
Very good idea, Headmaster. You are brilliant as always. We might as well put these kids to work, you know?
Well, you know what I think we could do? I finally have an idea. I think we can have some adult punch at the prom. Mm-hmm.
Xerox the invitations. That's what we'll do. We will Xerox all of the invitations. It'll be low cost to us, so it won't go into the Boulder Dash Academy slush fund. You know, we'll take it out of that, and it won't go into our class academic fund. And so it'll be easy to distribute that amongst the substitutes and all of the staff here at Boulder Dash. I think this is great.
You guys, did I tell you that my extremely wealthy uncle died yesterday? I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but he was extremely wealthy, and I was the only person related to him. So I've now got like just a ton of money, and I don't know what to do with it. So I'm thinking we could just really make this event absolutely bonkers.
Zero back in on the adult prom concept, Chairman Steve, and try to figure out how you would take that newly acquired wealth and funnel it into the school.
Amazing point, Headmaster. It's true, Coach Steve. If you are swimming in money, you know how many upgrades this school needs. And quite frankly, let's take care of our faculty first. So let's have this awesome Founders Day for adults party. And let's roll in that dough, Coach.
Between Coach Steve's uncle's money and all these great ideas that we've had. Oh, I'm just so excited about the prom. I just don't know who I'm going to ask to go with me.
Catch me if you can. I mean, nobody's asked me yet. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Don't you think you should probably go with me, though?
Easy there, HR liability issues. Let's bring it back to the running of the prom, not the hooking up of the faculty.
Family friendly is important here, guys. And if we show our students that our faculty is like co-mingling, I feel like that will be sending the wrong message to the students. So like no co-mingling. Let's bring outside dates.
Great. I'm going to be single forever. Proms suck.
How can you say that? How can you say that, buddy? Come on. We are in this together. Come on, adult prom. It's okay because now we get to reinvent the prom for us. So if it sucked when you're younger, forget that. This is our prom now with Coach Steve's money, the theme of Kings and Queens. Man, we got this. Come on.
I'll set everyone up with a date. I recently invested in a new WNBA team, and they're all lonely, and they want to enjoy the city. So I'll set you all up with members of this basketball team. And there's male cheerleaders, too, for anyone that wants to go with a man.
Just think if we license our name to the team, they could be the Dashers.
Kismet, it's all coming together.
Let's write all this down, bring it to the people that we need to give it a little bit of review. We'll touch back on it. Let's get this going.
Mm-hmm. Queens and Kings, Queens and Kings,
Queens and Kings. Great meeting, everybody.
Love it. I'll still go with you.
Proms suck.
Welcome, Coach Corning, to we love having you as a client here at Dewey, Cheatham & Howe. As your lawyer,
I just wanted to know if anybody needed any coffee or any water or anything to help this meeting progress forward. Does anybody need anything? I'm here to get it for you.
I'll take some coffee.
Yes, Miss Hossenpfeffer. I'll have mine like I normally have mine, black with 4 pounds of sugar.
You got it.
And Miss Hossenpfeffer?
Hossenpfeffer, yeah.
Hossenpfeffer.
Hossenpfeffer. I've recently acquired a taste for cannoli. I don't know if you could...
You know what? There is this really wonderful bakery down the street. I think it's called Art is Anal. I'll run right over and get you cannoli and be right back.
Oh, you're the best, Miss Hoffman. Center.
So, two coffees and a cannoli. You got it.
Mr. Corning, like I was saying, your acquisition of this new WNBA team is exciting for yep. our small town. And on behalf of myself, Stefan Dewey, and the rest of the rest of the company, I want to. No,
thank you very much. That's me.
Exactly. Well put, by the way. Very, very well put, Philippe. Now, I think the you could use our services for a host of issues with the WNBA. Number one, contract disputes, licensing deals. We don't have the staff to do it yet, but with your promises for future business, I'm sure we could hire some on.
Nate, you mentioned contract disputes. Right out the gate, we've had a problem with our entire male cheerleading squad. They've all received toe injuries within the first week of practices. Every single one of them has injured their pinky toe. It seems coincidental to me, and I think they're just trying to ride me for a little more money. What do you guys think?
So I've taken a look at the contract, and I think I might have isolated why they are having these injuries. Sure. Now, right here in Article 4, Subsection Q, it says, all cheerleaders must perform in size 5 high heels.
Yes, and then they perform in size 5 high heels with their toes, and then they're rented, and then we can sue them.
Very, very well said, Mr. Howe. Now, as my colleague Philippe Howe said, we need to be careful because you, as the owner, using this old, outdated contract, you are now liable to get sued. And as Mr. Howe insinuated, one of our other clients is ready to sue you. So this is what I'd like to do. What if we remove that clause from the contract and just merely say cheerleaders must wear shoes?
What if we remove the clause and say wear shoes?
I'm sorry to keep cutting you off, Mr. Howe. I can never tell when you're done speaking. I like that sentiment, but I'm worried about my contract with the Stiletto Heel Company that we work with. They provide all of our heels to the athletes and the cheerleaders, and I'm worried we could lose a little money if we take the heels off our players and cheerleaders.
Now, I understand your concern, but if you look further down in the to be honest with you, I didn't find this, but Mr. Howe did. Philippe, could you explain in detail that the clause that you found?
Mm-hmm. So in the clause, when I was looking at it, they do with the shoes, and then if you tune in to the cheerleaders, and you tell them and you're going to sue them, and they say we're liable, and you tell them if we take the clause out and then we don't need to sign it, and they'll send it 2 times, and then you have a witness, and then you can do it, and then we'll win the beat.
I couldn't have put it better myself. So if you follow that one suggestion, it eliminates that part of the contract, and you're golden.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm loving these ideas you guys are pitching out, but I really need a third opinion. And I'm pretty sure there's a third member of your firm.
Al Cheatham.
Welcome, Mr. Cheatham.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm late.
That's okay, Cheatham.
That's all right.
Oh, hey, Philippe.
So what we were talking about was the acquisition of the WNBA team by Coach Corning, and also how the hidden contract of them all wearing high heels, that one clause, could prove to be liable, make Coach Corning liable. However, Mr. Howe very, very succinctly and accurately described how we could very easily drop that part of the contract. Mm-hmm.
I'd be all in favor of that because, Cheatham is my last name.
Well, you know what they say, truth in advertising. yes.
I just wanted to let you know that I've got your coffee with 4 pounds of sugar and your black coffee and your cannoli. 2 coffees and a cannoli. Did I do it right? Please tell me I did it.
You did excellently. Now, Ms. Hassenpfeffer, it's almost getting on noon. I'm pretty sure we'd all like prawns from the Triple P.
You got wrong, it. I'll go wrong, right down and see Lou.
Is it that time already?
Excellent, excellent.
Larry and Lou, know your order. I'll be right back, okay? Yes, yes.
And porn.
You got it. I'll get your pawn and your porn.
All right, excellent. Well, I think this is great. Let's take a 5-minute break, and we'll come back once those prawns are here.
If you like Balderdash Academy Teacher's Lounge, see where it all began with Balderdash Academy. Watch real competitive comedy from a real fake school. Find us on YouTube or your favorite podcast service.
Hello, I'm Leonard Kimball.
I'm Nick Gordon. We're comedians and we love talking comedian things.
And we figured you wanted to hear that.
Together, we host a podcast called Comedy Think Tanked.
Find us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify,
and our website, comedythinktanked.com.
Okay, so I need a little help. I recently, my oven has, and this isn't really a work thing. This is more of a home thing, but I just don't know what to do.
Sure.
My oven's been on the fritz. Like, it's...
Ew.
It has been, like, you preheat it to 400, but it won't go above 200 or some weird stuff like that. And it's been getting weirder. It's been turning on and off on its own. Like, ooh, the oven light is. I don't think the heating elements are, but the oven light was. And the back display with the time and everything, it just freaky. So we had to get a new oven. Mm-hmm. It got delivered yesterday, and it came... with this, but I need help because I don't understand what it is and what it's for. It is a accessory assy spray, and it's accessory and then ASS' Y spray. So I just wanted it's a nice, like, squirt bottle.
High quality.
And I want to use it for the oven that it came with and the stove.
Sure.
I was just hoping that you guys could help me figure out how to use an accessory assy spray bottle.
Okay. It's really easy to use. I could walk you through it.
That would be amazing.
All right. So, growing up in the restaurant industry, my uncle had... a restaurant. My first job was washing dishes, and we had these all the time. This is an accessory bottle, and what it's designed to do is to help clean the accessories on the stove, right? So what you do is the first thing you need to do is make sure the stove is at room temperature, because the last thing you want to smell is burned ass spray.
Oh gosh.
Right. So what you do is you fill the ass bottle with your favorite cleaner. Most people, because it is an ass bottle, use soapy water. They then insert the nozzle into the orifice in the stove and they squeeze as hard as they can. The spray function is just to give it a little couple squirts just to make sure that it is clean before you insert the tip of the bottle. Depending on the strength and the warmth and the heat of the water used, after a while, you stand back with a bucket and the buildup within the stove will come flooding out at high velocity.
Understood. So the assy spray really acts as like an oven enema.
You might know it under its brand name of an enema.
That makes so much sense. I'm so glad that you're the headmaster of this school, because I had to bring this in from home because my wife and I couldn't figure it out, and now we know. Thank you, headmaster.
Yeah, it's in a big line of accessory bottles that company actually puts out. Remember, there's the specialty one. If you use the specialty one, it's not necessary. It's completely useless. But if you're looking for a liquid,
I recommend vinegar and water for that one.
Vinegar and water. Thank you. Yeah. I was going to use...
an enema?
No. For the additional bottle, they also market a useless bottle called Le Duché. By the brand name, they simply call it the Oven Enema Deuce. And for the Deuce, that one you want to just put in vinegar and water, and it is completely unnecessary. In fact, using it can be harmful to your equipment.
Nick, can I see the bottle label again?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, I get it. I see what the problem is here. Oh. This was originally a Spanish product from Spain. And there was kind of a translation issue. It should have been accessory. E as in and, you know, why. So it's just, it kind of got mixed up when they're translating it to English. So it's supposed to be ass and accessory. And basically what that means is you can either use it with your ass or as an accessory.
Interesting.
That's my only assumption here.
I want to make sure I'm understanding. An accessory, like a handbag's an accessory. So you could put stuff in the bottle, put the bottle in your ass and carry stuff around that way.
Well, it's known as a prison purse.
Prison purse.
Yeah, that's what I was. Yep.
And of course, originated in Spain.
Popular in Spain, yeah. Prisons are huge in Spain, yeah.
I mean, not as much as they are in the United States. We kind of mastered them, but
no. I mean, that's a whole industry here.
I might give us some credit, you know.
And really, at the end of the day, you don't even need to say ass and accessory. You can just say accessory.
Accessory. Okay. All right.
I remember their tagline. We put the ass in accessory.
They also put the anal in artisanal.
I'm glad that you pronounced it for me. I've ever only read it, so I was always calling it RT anal.
Oh. No, but that's also a guy. That's a person, too. Like, if you look him up on Wikipedia.
Oh my God, he makes the best baguettes.
I know.
What, you're talking Artie's down in the village?
Yeah. Yeah, Artie Anal's baguettes.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a little hole in the wall.
They're so crusty. Oh my God.
Perfect. I have a great new place to go get some bread. I now have a couple of uses for my accessory assy spray that came with my new oven. Yeah. And I have a new oven that I can give an oven enema to anytime.
Oven enema. I'm not supposed to say that. That's
I can't even say it once. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you. It's just such a learning experience.
Let us travel centuries ago to the founding of Balderdash Academy.
Good evening, founders. I would like to move on to our next point of order, which is, of course, collective nouns for the dictionary. Butler is currently making sure the Beelzor is tucked away nice and sound in the second lower dungeon.
Oh, good man.
Yes.
Thank goodness for Butler.
With any luck, this Butler will return with all of his arms and legs.
Well, we can only hope.
Our first order of business is collective nouns. Now, a collective noun is what we call a group of things. For example, a very common one where we're from is a filth of peasants. Peasants, yes.
So out. Very out.
Fissy. So, because we're starting a school over here, I want to begin with our first noun, which is students. What shall we call a group of students? Who would like to go first with a suggestion?
Yes, I would like to take the floor.
Yes, you, Sir Stephen Cornbread.
Thank you. I know previously it was there was some confusion about whether I was a lord or a sir, and I'm currently sending several telegrams to the old world to figure that out myself. So thank you so much. Now, I dare say, children do a bit of shuffling up and down the hallways, and they are also get a lot of scurvy. So I figured a good word to define a large group of students is a scuffle.
Scuffle.
Oh.
A scuffle of students. Yes.
Why, I do love that, Sir Lord Cornbread.
Darlings, if I may, just interject.
Yes, Miss Madeline McFlanagan, yes.
Yes, Lord Cornbread, I love your idea. It's absolutely fantastic. And I agree with you. They definitely do shuffle as they go down the hall. But I do want to say, what they do is they also are quite odoriferous. You have to admit, these children smell rather
there
bad.
There is quite a stench, not one I prefer.
Sometimes my senses.
Smells a bit of halibut.
Yes.
Well, we could have a stench of students.
Oh, right.
Have the alliteration going on there.
Correct me if this is too wild of an idea, but what if we combined shuffle with odoriferous in some way to combine them in, what do you call that? Sir Conrad, what do you call that? You call it
a scuffle of children.
Yes. But when you put the words together, it's a...
It's a portmanteau.
Oh, yes. Named
after my luggage that I brought over here to the New World.
Right.
Oh, a shuffle and odoriferous. Well, what if we go with... Shuffliferous.
Oh, shuffliferous.
A shuffliferous of students.
Shuffliferous of students. I quite love that.
Shuffliferous.
It does kind of roll off the tongue, doesn't it?
Well, what I like about it is it's just too difficult to say, so the riffraff can't speak our language, if you will.
Oh, yes, darling.
Shuffliferous.
Of student Butler is down dealing with the Beelzor. I'll just note that now.
Yes. Oh, who is the lowest class of all of us? Because I dare say they should hold the quill.
That's an excellent suggestion for our second word, Sir Stephen. Or Sir Lord Stephen. Or
thank
shall
you.
We
yes,
just
we'll
call
that.
You Sirloin and Sirloin Cornbread. So Sirloin Cornbread.
Yes, raise the stakes.
May I suggest the next word we say is quill. What is a collective noun for quills?
Right.
My proposal, a porcupine of quills.
Oh, because porcupines are full of quills, I get it.
Oh. Yes, darling.
Yes, Coffee Cake St. Hilaire.
Well, je suis une bienvenue poisson, le quills that you speak of, bonjour. To me, the quills, Scabin, is we eat the quills. We eat the quills, eggs. Oui?
Coffee Cake brings up an excellent suggestion. Who would like to go with a gibberish of quills?
Oh. Sure.
Gibberish is a very fun word.
It is very fun. Zibberish. Once we figure out what language sexy. Coffee Cake is speaking, we'll do wonderful.
Well, I feel she is quite passionate about it.
I truly hate to interrupt this engrossing conversation, but
darling,
I think we should have a name for the language that Coffee Cake speaks.
Oh, that's an excellent idea.
Somebody
named
Bonjour,
je suis.
Well,
she's from France,
Montagne.
I believe.
Oui, France.
I'm guessing.
The country de la ville.
I don't know about all of you, but when I hear her speak, it sounds annoying to me. I'm sorry, I have to say it.
Yes.
So I would call it a
wee bit.
L'annoyance.
L'annoyance.
L'annoyance. That is also my cologne.
Mm.
Oh,
my sel de bain that I spray, the sel de bain.
Sel de bain, yeah.
Well, there you go. There you go. A sel de bear. So obviously she's Russian because there are bears in Russia.
Oh, so scary.
Yes, 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 yes. So we call it a bit of sauerkraut mixed with the word, what was the other word?
Annoying.
That someone brought recently. Annoying, yes. Annoying. Sauerkraut, of course, from Russia.
Da.
And annoying. Let's slap those words together.
Darling, sauerkraut. Did we ask? Yes.
Sauerkraut. Right.
Yes.
Oh, listen to how she says that. Lovely, lovely coffee cake. Just lovely, yes, darling. Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, sauerkraut is from the Berlin side of Moscow.
Oh, it's that side, is it? Oh, yes. I do forget often how much of the world is owned by the Russians.
Oh.
I forget what we called them at this time.
Well, they have lovely hats.
It would be
so
Russians.
Okay, great. Yes. That's great, then. Yes. Wow. Yes.
Lord Cornbread, I'm so happy that you are not one of our history teachers.
Oh, yes. Or geography at that? Yes.
No, no, no. I shan't be teaching. I shall be throwing balls at children.
You know, we should come up with the reason why you're throwing balls at children, because right now it's just child abuse.
Oh, what do we call it? What do we call it when you throw a group of balls? What is a group of balls? Oh, this is fun. We could do that one.
A group of balls is called a man.
Oh, I see where we're going, wrong. Horatio. I see.
Sir Cornbread needs to have something to do with physical. It needs to be physical in nature, and you need to educate. Physical and education. What can we make out of that? Look, this is a difficult one. So once we figure out what the word for physical and education, the combined portmanteau for those two words, let's reconvene. In the meantime, I need a brandy. So...
Brandy! I love brandy!
I do, Miss Butler.
All right, Coach Steve, I have got the pickup truck all backed up here to the gymnasium, and we are ready to unload these pallets of stilettos. We are ready to go. We've got the heels. They're extra pointy. It's just like you requested.
Oh, man, you guys are way quicker than I could have ever imagined.
Yes, 360 pairs of stilettos, 5 inches, just as you requested.
This puts me in a really tough situation. What?
I just really want to tell you how proud I am that, you know, 1 foot is purple and 1 foot is gold, just like our school colors. We've got a purple stiletto and a gold stiletto. It's perfect!
I gotta ask about the return policy. What's the, could you help me out with that?
Well, as these are customized stilettos, you did have a 30-day time period to get back to us about any sort of changes that you would like to make. So it is non-refundable, Coach.
No, that's great. That's great. Thank you so much. Just back it right up into the gymnasium. I gotta make a phone call.
You got it.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Tina.
What?
Tina, look.
What?
Look, quick. Coach is making a phone call. But look what's, like, totally getting delivered. Look at those freaking shells.
Oh, my God. Is that, what, like 350 pallets of, like,
my
stiletto
God.
Heels?
Yeah. Oh my God. He's on a phone call. He's on a phone call. We could totally put him in my book bag.
I could help you with that.
Let's totally get our size. He'll never know.
All right. Luckily, the pallets are separated by size.
Oh my God.
This is amazing. Okay.
Oh my God, this is so exciting. Okay.
So you sneak over to the size 6. I'll sneak over to the size 15s.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, let's go.
Okay.
Oh, hey, kids. How's it going? Are you here to help unload the truck for me?
Yeah, totally. Oh, we're like super helpful.
I love student slavery. This is awesome.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, we're, like, completely helpful.
Oh, my God, completely.
Like, totally.
Oh, my God, amazing. Like, the best.
This is fantastic. I'm pretty sure Coach Steve would appreciate it if you just line all those pallets right along the wall there. Make sure that they are inside of the box on the inside of the wall because they are all with left purple shoe, right gold shoe. We want to make it sure it's very easy for our competitors to slip right into them left and right.
Okay, so inside the wall, we put everything inside the wall, left on the right side, right on the left side, in order based by volume. Yeah.
Volume and colors. Got it. We totally so have gonna this. Kill this.
You two are exemplary students of Balderdash Academy. We really and I are. Think that we're in really good hands here.
We totally
Thank you,
are.
Ma'am. Amy Shu, head cheerleader. And Tina, second best cheerleader.
I'm actually, Thank my you, last Amy. Name is Best, so I'm literally the best, but I'm the second best in the school.
Best.
So
right,
I go by
the
Tina, the second best, but still the best.
My
but
best
not quite the best.
Friend. Best friend.
Bestie.
Well, you know what would totally. Be best, Amy and Tina?
Yeah.
If you started unloading this truck.
Totally.
That's
really
a great
let's
idea.
Get teams.
Let's
Thank
go.
You.
Okay.
Let's
Excellent. Let's go.
Did you get everything worked out there, Coach? On your phone call, if everything all set, I've got your students unloading the truck, and we are good as gold.
Oh,
just like
yeah,
the
that's,
right
that's
shoe.
Fine, whatever. I'm just trying to reach the headmaster, and he's not picking up. Man, I need an emergency assemblance of all the heads of the various departments of the school. It's a dire emergency.
Cut to 1 hour later.
All right, Coach, you called us all here. What's the emergency?
What's the problem, Steve?
Yeah,
what's
and
wrong?
I know it should be only used under dire circumstances that mm-hmm. I summon all the heads of the various departments.
You don't seem to be bleeding.
Not this time, no. No.
Yeah.
No.
I have to say, it really freaked me out when all of our beepers went off at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So this does bring up an excellent point. The emergency Balderdash signal can only be used outside when we are all outside.
Yeah.
So it's good that Agreed. We figured that out. I'm sure Nate will be disappointed being a Batman fan. But, you know, this is how we learn. So, Coach, what exactly do you need us for?
Well, here's the thing. I've recently acquired a copious amount of colored stiletto shoes provided by courtesy of Nike.
Okay.
They're making stilettos now.
Cool.
And I'd like each of you to kind of pitch me a quick idea of how you would use a vast amount of stiletto shoes in your department. So let's start with Ms. McGill, Molly.
Well, first off, a little background. By vast amount, what numbers are we talking about here?
I think like 32 pallets.
Pallets? Oh, okay. Yeah, this is great. So,
is
Molly.
That right?
Molly, let's go. 32 pallets of stiletto shoes.
So
that's how
like
we're
300 something shoes, right? 397? Is that something like that?
Close. Yeah.
I let's, think it's let, 351, let's, but.
So
I mean,
let's,
I'm not the head of mathematics.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's
so
weird
let's.
That there's one, just a single one by itself, but that's okay. That's okay.
Okay. All right. So how I would use these stilettos? Well, I'm excited about it, quite frankly. I think this is great. I think that I could use them if my students, I'll give each of my students an ink pad, right? And I'll give each of them two shoes. They put the shoes on their hands. They put the stilettos in the ink pads. And we try to write like hieroglyphics. So we'll do a period piece, right? And we'll try to communicate like we're cave drawing. So we'll take it back, and this could be great. I mean, because, you know, cave people painted with their hands, they use forms of ink, mostly crushed berries and herbs and things like that. But I think that we can get it communicated across to them, the whole concept. So I think I could do this. I think I could use them. So that's what, about, let me see, a couple classes, I don't know, 53.
Okay, 53. All right, I need to use the rest of these. Marie, what do you got for me?
Oh, well, I'm assuming that these stilettos come in a variety of sizes, correct, Coach?
Oh, various sizes, yeah.
So perhaps a very small size shoe that could be used for perhaps
tablespoon measurements, and then perhaps a very large size shoe that could be used for full cup measurements. I'm thinking that this is the new balderdash form of measuring. Everything is measured in size stiletto shoes. So if you're making bread, for example, you need two size 15 stilettos of flour. And you need two size 5 stilettos of yeast. I think that I'm really on to something here, Steve. I think I could fully utilize every single one of those shoes.
Marie, I'm loving what you're laying down. How many shoes exactly would you be able to use?
Well, Coach, if we were to assign every single student of Balderdash a series of measuring stilettos, then each student would need at least 6 pairs of stilettos. In various sizes, of course. Teaspoon down to full cup.
Right, and what's the exact number of students at our school?
That's a great question, Coach.
By the last count, we had 623.
So I'm going to need 623 times 5 amounts of stilettos, please.
Many of those were enrolled, by the way. So something to consider.
Oh, wow. That's amazing this year. Yeah. Okay, well. And Randy, have we surpassed the number of stilettos that we had initially? With Molly's 53 and Marie's 600 times 5.
I'm pretty sure with Professor Marie's you went way over.
Oh great. All right. I was gonna ask you for suggestions okay. too, but
like the I was kinda hoping I could use some of them, but that's okay.
Yeah, no, so no, Coach, why don't you put in another order for another what do we say? Another same set of pallets, same number, same total?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that won't be a problem. Nike's just handing these things out right now, so I'll get you another 17 pallets by the next fortnight.
Nike stilettos are so comfortable.
Excellent.
We All Have a Story is a podcast dedicated to learning more about the folks around us, one person at a time. We'll chat with accountants, bus drivers, entertainers, novelists, beekeepers, piano tuners, booksellers, artists, and more. Check out We All Have a Story using your favorite podcast app or service.
Oh my God, Amy, I can't believe we got all of those pallets into your purse.
I can totally believe it. This is not like a cheap handbag. You think my dad and mom would buy me a cheap handbag? This is like the most expensive handbag. This is called an Inspector Gadget. And the Inspector Gadget can fit more than you can even imagine. It can fit an elephant, a car, a submarine, and 7 pallets of stiletto.
That is amazing. I mean, I could only fit maybe like 4 boxes in mine.
14. Oh.
Ladies. Ladies,
cheerleading
practice is in 5 minutes, so you ought to get ready.
Right, no problem.
We've got a pyramid to form.
Of course, yes. Mrs. Cheer-a-Lot, we're going to get there.
What are
right?
those?
We were just helping Coach Steve because, you know, like we're totally trying to help out like the other sports team.
We're totally helping.
Balderdash branded stilettos.
Yes, and yeah, they come in your yeah. size, Miss Cheer-a-Lot. Oh. Right here, size 17 and a half wide.
17 and a half.
Okay, well.
Try them
on. If you
can
get those for me, you can come late to practice.
How many pairs do you want, baby?
Totally.
We have them all.
Just one.
Here, all just right. take them now. Put them on now.
All right, everyone. Let's gather up. It's time for our daily viewing of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So everyone head over here to the... yeah, everyone sit down. Now, before we get started today, I know you guys are antsy to see this film again. But before we get started, I have a really exciting announcement to make. I have recently acquired a WNBA team that'll be playing right here in Balderdash County. Isn't that exciting?
Oh my God, that is,
oh
are they
God.
Gonna like come here? Are they hot? Oh my God, Tina, are
well,
they hot?
That's amazing that you should ask that because I actually have 4 members of the team here today that wanna introduce themselves. So let's give a big round of applause to Stacy Jenkins.
Hello, I dribble balls.
thank you so much for coming out, Stacy, on such short notice. Tell me a little bit about your hobbies.
My hobbies are dribbling balls and putting balls through nets.
And if there was, like, just 4 words of advice you could give to these students on how to succeed and maybe become a professional athlete, what would those 4 words be?
Water, dribble, swish, stiletto.
Thank you so much, Stacy. That was incredible. Do we have a quick question for Stacy? Anyone out here want to?
Yeah, I have a question for you, Stacy. My question is, how do you get paid to play a game?
Well, I dribble, swish, in my stilettos, and I get a direct deposit. It's just how it works.
Oh my God, you're my hero.
That is so cool.
Amy, she's my hero.
So cool, team.
All right, everyone, give it up for Stacy Jenkins.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you. Awesome. Thank you all.
Next Stacy.
Let's coming right to the gym, all the way from Yugoslavia, it's Patty Sternright.
Hello. I am here from Yugoslavia. Hello, how are you doing today?
Patty, we're just we're gobsmacked to have your level of talent represented here in Balderdash County. Tell us a little bit about growing up in Yugoslavia and tell me the anecdote you told me one time about your first time seeing a basketball.
Okay, yes, this is easy for me. Smack your gob. The first time I saw basketball was 1999, long past time my country stopped being a country. So I was visiting people in Springfield, Massachusetts, the home of the basketball, when I saw the first basketball, and I'm saying to myself, what is that sport? We had something very similar at home in the mountains with a goat head. I know how to play this ball. And they said to me, you take the ball, and you dribble it, you bounce it up and down, and then you throw it into a net, and you don't even have to catch it. So I'm like to myself, this is the sport for me. This is good. So I joined the local college team sports. They had a recreational facility, and they taught me how to play the basketball. So after my family moved to the United States, I became a basketball prodigy, and now I play professionally. They give me money to throw the ball. And the greatest thing is I can do it all without goat heads.
Wow, that was really enlightening, Patty. Oh, man, aren't you all moved by that story?
I moved thousands of miles.
Who has a quick question for Patty?
I, like, tuned out after the first sentence.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for mentioning that. Let's bring out thank you so much, Patty. It's been wonderful to see you again. Let's bring out our third member of the team. It's Tony St. Birdstain. Hi, Tony. Tony,
hey,
yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm so great, Tony. And let me be the first to welcome you here to Balderdash County.
Oh,
and
thanks.
I understand this is your first time seeing children. Is that true?
I have never seen a child in my life.
That's incredible. I love that story.
This is kind of blowing my mind right now.
Yeah.
They're like little
yeah.
versions of us.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, just tiny, tiny adults. That's great. Now, Tony, you're the inventor of a really innovative jump shot that involves both of your feet and your tailbone. Tell us just a little bit about that.
I'm so glad you asked. Yes, well, of course, both of my feet are involved because I have to run around. And now it looks like I'm going to have to run around all those kids. That's just crazy. And then my tailbone, well, there's this move that I do where I bounce the ball up and down, and then I turn around real quick, and I bounce on my tailbone, and I stand back up, and I hit the ball as it's coming back down, and it goes swoosh into the net for 3 points from the outside.
Wow, that is truly innovative. And does anyone have a quick question for Tony St. Birdstein?
Yeah. Tony, you go first. You go first, honey. You go first.
Tina, all right. Jeez. Okay. Tony, hi. Amy, just wondering who you think is the, like, coolest kid, since this is the first time you've ever seen any. Like, just look out and, like, just, you know, what do you see?
Well, to be quite honest, you both kind of frightened me quite a bit.
It's like, you know,
when somebody's never seen an airplane before and it flies overhead and they're like, what is that? That's what I have that reaction right now looking at the both of you.
Amy, she's saying you're fly.
OMG team. What I know.
Shut up. You just shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
All right, girls.
You shut up.
Girls, quiet down. We will not be watching Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, all right? So be nice and quiet and respectful for our guests here. All right. Thank you so much, Tony. Let's hear a round of applause for Tony, everyone. This is such a great experience. And we got one amazing guest to meet. And this is actually one of our male cheerleaders that will be leading the cheers and getting high fives and taking photos at the games. Let's all give a warm welcome to Pete Danglestein. Pete, are you out there?
I'm Pete.
Pete, thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate you coming out. Now, you were a Better Buy employee just yesterday, and one of our scouts found you and said you'd be great for the team. What was it that the scout saw in you?
Well, I gotta be honest. I was better than better. I was better than best buy. I was better than buying best. I was better. I was good. I was good. I was better best. I was better as good. I was better best. I was superlative.
And Pete, I heard you graduated from the eighth grade. Congratulations. What
Thank
are
you,
you
so much.
Hoping to? I think we're going to probably need to get a medical exam before you're cleared for the team, because I'm a little bit worried about your lung capacity, Pete, but just show us one of your moves, and I'll kind of narrate it as you do it, okay?
Okay.
And this is part of what Pete's going to bring to the cheer squad this year. They're going to be doing some crazy stuff, such as this. All right, Pete, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. Okay, hold on.
All right, so Pete is crouching down. And he's stopped moving. He's just kind of flopping around like a fish struggling to breathe. And all right, let's get a huge round of applause to Pete, everybody. That's an innovative cheer.
Coach Steve?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Pete needs to go to the nurse's office. I'm fairly certain that part of the routine isn't turning blue.
Yeah, I was really impressed by the commitment there, Pete, but I think the student is right. I think you should go see the nurse.
Okay.
Hi, thank you for coming in today. However, I'm always nervous when students come in because it usually means that there's something wrong. How may I help you today?
Oh.
I feel fine. I don't know what people's problem is.
Well, you might feel fine, honey, but you don't sound good.
I think that the school's great. I like your office.
Thank you. Thank you, Pete. I hope that you feel comfortable here, because at the rate of your breathing, it seems like you might have to be here for a while. However, I just wanted you to know I've got just the thing. I have just procured a state-of-the-art albuterol inhaler, and I think that it will really, really help you. I have a lead on getting more. However, it is a treacherous journey
for me to procure more albuterol, so I need this one to go a long way with you, all right, Pete? Yeah, why don't you take a big old hit off of that right now?
Well, I'm trying to talk, but you talk a lot.
Sorry.
And I want to tell it. Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, so if you could just put that albuterol inhaler right to your mouth and just inhale as deeply as possible. Oh, hold on. We've got another student coming in. Come on in. Don't mind Pete. He's fine.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not another student. I'm Mort from the Mort and Mindy.
Oh, my God. Mort and Mindy in real life.
Yes, I'm Arcona. Yeah, that's me.
I just want you to know I am a huge, huge fan of the ASMR Corner, and I listen to it religiously every Thursday and Friday, and you are my favorite part of the week.
Oh, God love you. You're the sweetest. I just love that.
No, you are.
Hey, I was just walking down the hall. I was visiting the headmaster because we were talking about a spot that he might have on our show, and I heard this noise. And it's very soothing and calming to me.
Oh, soothing.
Yeah.
You see, normally when I hear the sounds of...
Oh, that's it right there. That's the sound that I heard. Oh.
Oh. That's usually a cause for alarm for me, but this is a good sound for you?
Oh, yes. In fact, young man, I would like to invite you to be on our show. I'm sure Mindy would be... in agreement with me that you could come visit us.
Oh, this is huge.
Is that a yes? I can't quite tell.
That sounds. Okay,
more. Whatever
you do, don't do anything to change your voice. So
I'll just take that albuterol like right back. No big deal.
Okay, I gotta run. We have a segment in 10 minutes, and I gotta run across town. So, thanks. Sorry, I didn't mean to barge in on you.
Anytime. Oh my God. Bye, Mort. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. That was Mort. Holy cow, Pete. That was Mort. Did you even see that? That was Mort. That was Mort of Mort and Mindy. Holy cow. Do you even know how famous you're gonna be, Pete?
I'm Mort.
Wow. Balderdash Academy's Teacher's Lounge was produced and edited by Bob LeBlanc. Theme music by Think Fish Tank. Performed and written by Steve Corning, Carla Rose Dubois, Nate Green, Randy Hunt, Bob LeBlanc, Molly McGill, and Marie Stewart Harmon. Copyright 2021, Robert J. LeBlanc and Steve Corning, all rights reserved.